pragmatism beats division, at least some of the time. Asia showcases current tests. Ann Scott Tyson reports today on how Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president appear to be focusing more on common interests than on transnational tension. Ann also joins Matt Bell, an editor on our international desk, on our Why We Wrote This podcast. They discuss the deeper, evolving relationship story behind this month's U.S.-China summit, how Ann gathers perspectives inside China, and more, including a recent story Ann developed with Asia editor Lindsay McGinnis on China's long game. You can find the full podcast episode at csmonitor.com/whywewrotethis. Hang around until the end of this edition of the Daily Podcast to hear an excerpt. Please also make time for an inspiring weekend read with remarkable photos by Khada Abdul Fattah in Gaza City. The Phoenix Library there is an up-from-the-ashes haven for bibliophiles and a respite for all. When we heard there was a library, we had to come, an engineering student told Khada. In the middle of all this destruction, finding a place full of books felt beautiful. It's Saturday, May 23rd. Our next podcast will be on Wednesday, May 27th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's curated Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or to our app for the latest news. Despite coming from different ends of the political spectrum and lingering tensions between their countries, Japanese Prime Minister Takeuchi Sanai and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung are forging a deep partnership. Recent visits have been a show of pragmatic cooperation and, it seems, genuine warmth. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. Israeli bombardment has destroyed many of the places that once housed Gaza's books. The newly opened Phoenix Library hopes to rekindle a culture of reading with a collection salvaged from the rubble. Khada Abdul Fattah reports from Gaza City, Gaza Strip, for The Monitor. The fatal shooting at a San Diego mosque this week comes amid a rise of incidents of hate or prejudice against Muslims in the U.S. The attack also renewed attention on how young people are radicalized online and prevention efforts. Cameron Pugh and Victoria Hoffman report for The Monitor. Some congressional Republicans have pushed back at President Trump on issues including a fund to pay people the Justice Department finds were wrongly prosecuted. That resistance could make it harder for the president's party to accomplish its priorities. Caitlin Babcock reports from Washington for The Monitor. Finally, harking back to a 1960s childhood when families dressed up for trips, our essayist recalls an experience that underscored for him the value of dressing with respect. Contributor Robert Close writes for The Monitor. Now, as promised, here's an excerpt of the new Why We Wrote This episode. Ann Scott Tyson is telling Matt Bell about how Beijing offers access to some of what's published about China in the Western press.
It's interesting, actually. The Monitor is known in China, especially in some circles, maybe not younger people. The Monitor, the New York Times, Washington Post, those are translated. Articles that I've written since I've been here have been translated into Chinese and published. They don't ask us for permission or anything, but they translate them and they publish them in something called Cangkao Shaoxi or Reference News. And that has, I don't know, millions of subscribers. It used to be sort of semi-classified, but it's a way that the Chinese can get access to some things published about China in the Western and outside press. One thing to note is that the number of foreign journalists in China has shrunk quite significantly. There are just a really declining ranks of American reporters here. partly because a number were kicked out during the first Trump administration. There was sort of a journalist visa war, which makes me feel a really, really strong sense of obligation to continue this work despite the hardship that exists. And I hope that in the future, this will change and that similarly, restrictions will be lifted on Chinese journalists in the U.S. and that we can have this very critical work going on because it's the only way that we can truly understand one another.
The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.